I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I have an 8-year-old son. His name is Barrett, and we have been recording him since he was able to talk, Kennedy.
Yep.
Everything that he thinks about now as an 8-year-old, what's going on in his life, his experiences with sports, and it's called What Did Barrett Say? Okay, so I was cleaning out a box of old electronics and cables and wires and all the crap that you have stuck in a closet somewhere.
Because you need it.
You just never know when you need to plug in that Sony camera from...
the one you don't even have anymore.
The Sure Shot from 1998 right. That you don't have a memory card for. You can't find the plug for, but no. You still have the strap in the case.
But darn it, I'm going to keep it.
Let he who doesn't have a junk drawer cast the first stone.
Exactly. So I'm cleaning it out, and there it is, my Candy Apple Red iPod Shuffle from 2008. Or Candy Apple Green, sorry. And Barrett's like, hey, what is that? And I realize he's never seen one of these before, because when he listens to music now, he's listening to it on the phone, or he's listening to it in the car, or he's listening to it on YouTube. So I'm just like, hey, why don't you play with this and see if you can figure out what it is?
Do you know what that is?
What'd you say?
Do you know what that is?
What'd you say?
Pause it. Hold on. Pause.
I assume he's wearing headphones?
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
No.
What does it do?
It played songs.
Yeah. You don't know what it's called?
No.
Do you want to take a guess?
iPod?
iPod.
What are you supposed to do with the iPod?
Where, how do you know it's called an iPod?
It actually says it.
Oh.
It says it on the back.
But you've never seen one before, have you?
Nope.
What do you think?
It's cool. Where did you get this?
I've had it since before you were born.
You took it out today to use it?
Yeah, I haven't used that thing in years.
Plus, it still works.
It does still work. And it plays music.
Yeah, wow, perfect.
I was thinking about giving it to you.
That'd be awesome.
So how do you get music on it, though?
Do you make that technology still?
It doesn't have Bluetooth or Wi-Fi.
Oh, my God.
That's
whatever shall we do?
Right.
So there was this thing called LimeWire.
Read about it.
I don't even know what that is.
What?
Is Napster, LimeWire, you know,
no,
where you would illegally download
no,
music?
No, because you made me feel so bad about ever doing
it. Oh,
that,
no, we never did it, but we yeah, it was definitely out there.
I do remember that.
I was burning CDs illegally all
I
day.
Had so many viruses on my computer. Sorry, Mom and Dad.
And the look in his eyes when I said it has no Wi-Fi or Bluetooth was like, what is this?
It's like, I don't understand.
Why does this rock play music?
Legit.
We'd have to plug it in.
It doesn't have Bluetooth or Wi-Fi.
It's called Can you put this on? Can you connect it to your computer and do something else while that's happening?
Can I do what?
Like, connect it to your computer and do what else? Do something else, like, while you're listening to this?
No.
So, I can't use it.
You can use it.
How?
Right now you can use it.
For what?
Whatever music is on there. I heard some Justin Timberlake.
Oh, what is happening in the background?
Landon's
blown away by an iPod.
She hibachi chef?
Maybe next time you could ask her to stop. Because it's real annoying.
Oh, let me
it's
play.
Really taking me out of the moment.
Let me bring it back.
Because I can't hear a word you're saying.
I don't even know what she's doing.
Can you change the song? Oh, wait. I can change the song.
Yeah, there's a little button on there to change the song. And the volume. Good play.
He was confounded because there's no screen on it.
Yeah. I'm still confounded.
Right?
So I don't know how to work it.
All you do is
play.
That's it.
But I want to know what I'm playing.
But that's not the point of it.
It's called a shuffle.
Ipso facto, Kennedy. You don't get to
pick. I shuffle my music on my Amazon Music, but I get to look at the pretty picture of whatever the
It's kind of like back covers. In the day when you go to a concert and have no idea what they were going to perform. You just enjoyed the show.
Okay, that's
anarchy.
Yeah, now you got to go download the set list. Let's see what they played last night. Maybe they're going to play that tonight.
I legit do that before every concert.
Me too. I need to know when to leave. Right. Four songs out.
So I connected the iPod shelf from 2008.
What was
to
on it?
It was a lot of, I mean, Justin Timberlake's 2020 experience. Was that the one? Or no.
Was that Future Sex Love Sounds?
Future Sex Love Sounds. I think that's what it was. So there was a lot of that.
Obviously.
Yeah. Just, you know.
Was there a whole bunch of Memphis music on there, though, that he shouldn't listen to? Like Everybody in the Club Get Tipsy?
Like 3-6 Mafia?
Yeah, but I always have the clean versions of the song. So you know what I did?
Because everybody in the club get tipsy.
Everybody
so much better.
In the club getting tipsy.
I
like the 8-year-old.
I formatted it. I put his name on it now, so when it plugs in, it says Barrett's iPod Shuffle.
Oh.
And then I downloaded an album for him. I gave him. I was like, you know, you can't just get music everywhere on this thing. You can only connect it once in a while. You get to pick one album, and this is going to be the one you're going to be listening to. So now,
what is that? Because it fills up.
Well, yeah, it doesn't have a ton of space, and it doesn't have Wi-Fi, so you can't just go connecting it all the time and down getting all the
Why
music.
Why not?
He just didn't want him to keep coming to
Is
him.
Is that too much work?
Music.
Don't make me do work.
Yeah, what am I going to do? Pull out my computer every time he wants to get a new song?
Your computer is with
what
you.
What am I
going to
parent my child?
Right? No,
what
you
am I
going
to help my kid?
No, you
your
don't
computer
get
literally sits on your kitchen table all day long.
But he doesn't get access to it 24/7. Pick something that you want to listen to,
okay.
And that's what
that's
like old school, right?
So what? One album did he pick?
Ed Sheeran's collaboration Six.
That's solid.
Yeah, it is really
good. I
don't
hate it.
And we got the edited version, but apparently one of the songs is not edited.
So
he's got the shuffle on one. He's like, oh, Dad, there's a bad word in this song.
Oh, he narked on himself?
Yeah, what?
I'd be showing my friends, like, check what my dad didn't
right. Loser.
He's a big fan of yours, too.
Yes. Oh, love
but
him
I'm
too.
Not letting him hang out with you.
What else did you show him from 2009? Phones used to slide open and have keypads.
BBM, Dan.
God, I miss my sidekick.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.